My dog couldn't stop scratching. He was just itching and scratching. And we'd tell him, stop, stop, and he wouldn't. And it got so bad, we finally had to do something about it. So we took him to the vet. He started examining him, and he tells us he's got an immune problem, that it's not just a normal kind of scratching, that there's something going on. So I was like, well, what can we do about that? He says, well, you've got to build up his immune system. So when he gets out into these things that may be causing this, he'll be able to fight it off. His body will just naturally then fight off whatever those things are so that he won't have to be itching and scratching and have all of these terrible symptoms that come about. Now, as I was thinking about our dog, it was a good reminder for all of us, I think, in the sense that we have to build up our spiritual immune system. If our spiritual immune system is not strong, when we face the attacks that come at us, we're going to be spiritually itching and scratching, and we're going to be at risk because of that. And so I was reminded of a passage in the Bible that kind of says the same thing. It says it in a little bit different way, but it's in James chapter 4, verse 7. It's a familiar scripture. But notice what it says. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, of course, in our dog's case, I suppose God in this case would be the vet. We went to the vet to try to find out what the situation was. For us, when we face difficulties in life, the first thing we better do every day is go to God. Go to God first. That's got to be our initial reaction, is we submit our lives fully and totally to God. And in that way, we can resist the devil. We can resist all of those allergens that are out there, you know, the sins that are out to get us. We can resist when we submit to God. And ultimately, what has to happen? Well, biblically, spiritually, it says the devil will flee from you. And so what a great example. We need to make sure we're doing that very thing. Now, our dog, well, we're still in the process, and hopefully he's getting better. It seems that he is, and so we're following that pattern. Now, you follow the pattern. Follow the pattern that's in the Bible, as we all should. Let's be sure we submit to God, resist the devil, do our part, and it says, ultimately, he will flee. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.